Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, April 30th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
the campaign also shares advice on immediate steps households can take now to save energy and to save money.
14% of households can't pay their energy bills, and man appears in court over Waterford murder. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, a new ESRI report has found 14% of households couldn't afford to heat their homes or pay their utility bills in 2024. The Institute argues the levels of energy poverty we've seen over the last few years is driven by low disposable income, high energy costs and poor quality housing. It suggests targeted supports are needed and would be more cost effective than the universal energy credits which have been handed out in recent years. Report author Miguel Tovar says families need an extra €480 a year to lift themselves out of energy poverty.
Basically, what we estimate is the additional money that people would require to be able to afford energy services in a decent level. So with this amount of money, they will be better off and we can move away from energy poverty.
A man in his 30s appeared in court in Waterford last night, charged with the murder of a mother of three in Waterford City earlier this week. 44-year-old Iveta Donovalova was discovered with serious injuries at her home in Grange Heights on Monday evening. She died a short time later in hospital. 39-year-old Thomas Marvinek of Grange Heights appeared at a special sitting of Waterford District Court last night and was remanded in custody to appear before the court again on the 5th of May via video link. Donald Trump says the American blockade of the Strait of Hormuz is a genius move. Tensions between the United States and Iran continue as peace negotiations to end the conflict remain out of reach. The Department of War in the US has confirmed it has spent $250 billion since the fighting began 2 months ago. President Donald Trump says Iran's finances are also suffering as they try to bring Tehran to the negotiating table.
The blockade is genius, okay? The blockade has been 100% foolproof. It shows how good our Navy is, I can tell you that. Nobody's going to play games. Now they have to cry uncle. That's all they have to do. Just say, we give up.
There's still no update on a completion date for the National Children's Hospital, with new concerns now emerging about the ongoing construction works. The Public Accounts Committee will meet today to review the finances of Children's Health Ireland and the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board. The hearing will focus on the National Children's Hospital project, where costs have risen to around €1.65 billion. Chair of the Public Accounts Committee, Sinn Féin TD John Brady, says rather than speeding up, it seems to be hitting new snags.
They outline that there's high levels of dust within the ventilation system within the hospital. And that raises a number of concerns because this is supposed to be a sterile clinical environment where a lot of the medical equipment has already been installed, and construction dust in the ventilation system contaminating that equipment raises serious concerns.
Police in the UK are still questioning a man on suspicion of attempted murder after two Jewish men were stabbed in North London yesterday. The incident in Golders Green is being treated by police as a terror attack. The victims are said to be in a stable condition. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is meeting criminal justice agencies later to discuss anti-Semitism. Britain's top police officer Mark Rowley says it's time to confront some awkward truths.
Too many Jewish people in this country feel they have to make choices that no other Briton ever has to make. They have to make choices about how they dress, where they go, or how visibly they live their lives. That's completely unacceptable and has gone on for far too long.
The public are becoming more inclusive of immigrants and transgender people, despite divisive rhetoric online. That's according to a new report called the Ireland in Focus 2025 report from the Hope and Courage Collective, which suggests a widening gap between public sentiment and political discourse. A survey has found 66% of people believe immigrants contribute to Irish society. That's up 2% from 2024, while support for transgender people is up 5% to 75%. Executive Director of the Hope and Courage Collective, Adele McGinley, says this is despite the best efforts of online disruptors.
shows that X is the key originator of far-right narratives, and significantly 75% of that content is driven from outside Ireland, and that's part of a wider far-right global ecosystem. So we're essentially being manipulated. But the good news in the report is that the public are no longer falling for it.
Greenpeace claims its vessel, travelling as part of the global flotilla, has been harassed by Israeli forces. Irish citizens are part of the group, which were stopped in international waters around 45 nautical miles west of the Greek island Kythira. They're attempting to bring supplies and equipment to Gaza and have been stopped by Israel before. Here is the radio message sent from the IDF to vessels travelling as part of the flotilla.
You're required to change your course. Any further attempt to sail toward Gaza places your safety at risk and leaves the IDF no choice but to take all necessary measures at its disposal to enforce the lawful maritime security blockade. If you continue an attempt to breach the maritime blockade, we will stop your vessel and act to seize it through legal proceedings in court.
A status yellow warning for rain is in place for Cork and Kerry this morning. Heavy thunder and rain can be expected in both counties until the alert ends at 6 p.m. Met Éireann is warning of localised flooding, difficult travelling conditions and poor visibility for drivers. And in sport, in soccer, Arsenal and Atletico Madrid shared a tense 1-1 draw in a Champions League semi-final first leg dominated by penalty drama. The biggest flashpoint came late on when Arsenal were awarded a penalty, only for VAR to overturn it after a long review. That decision left Mikel Arteta furious, with the tie finally poised heading into the second leg in London.
The decision and what happens for a period of time, and the referee has to watch it 13 times. It's more clear than that. I think it's impossible. And we are all fuming about it. We need to apply the rules. The same thing that I'm saying, that they apply the rules on Ben White's penalty, that is difficult to accept, but it is a penalty. Epps is a clear and very obvious penalty.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.